What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
We'll just cut it out.
Well, because, hey, this will get out of something.
You know what it looks like? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, mess up, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser fucking Black.
What's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with myself, Marvin Abbey. We've got Taser Black in the building. Mr. Exposed ain't here today, but we've got two very, very special guests.
Wait. What are you lot doing? Is it a light Joe Budden breakup thing, fam?
What are you saying?
Bro, when he hit me and said, "Bro, you know, Mr. Exposed ain't gonna be there today." I said, "How?"
Okay, but
what are you telling me?
That's how I know you don't watch the podcast. There's been better episodes where I haven't been on or Taylor.
Yeah, no, but this ain't good though, fam. This ain't good. This is a monumental moment, fam.
What's the moment?
We're not monumental.
Don't worry, people.
The three of you shouldn't have been here.
Are you not telling me? So
wait. Let's understand you again.
Okay, cool. But Marv does the editing, and he's got like a little ChatGPT that can do. Yeah. He can actually edit you and you can pass as Keith. It's fine, man. It's fine.
No, what are you not doing? It's fine.
Putting Keith in the post.
Wait, hold on. That'd
be crazy.
No, but real talk,
in the 40s as well. Come on, man.
Can we really understand what's going on, though? So would you not do this for every guest?
Where's Keith, bro?
What's going on, man?
But like, have you got his number?
I can't lie. You might have, this is a big why, you know? You're asking for man a bit too hard, bro.
Bro, no, because people break up quietly.
Have you got his number?
I want to know. We're invested.
Have you got his number?
Is it a receipt thing?
Have you got a number?
Is it a receipt?
Have you got his number?
Tell us.
Tell us what?
We're invested, bro.
We're speaking on behalf of the fans, fam.
The fans want to know, fam. The fans want to know.
I'm saying phone him.
Yeah?
Phone him.
Because you know what happens? We've been in the group thing. You know when you look like...
You know when the groups break down?
When it like doesn't work the same way because everything's happening and stuff. Yeah. We've experienced that ourselves, innit?
So yeah, I came and shared a couple of stories on your podcast.
So I'm saying now, obviously... You've been doing the big events and that. I'm seeing this guy's social media.
We say the R&B thing. The R&B soul jumps. Nah, Taser guy solo, fam.
What's going on
Taser
right
guy
now?
Taser guy solo, Marv. What's going on, fam?
No, Marv's doing the thing, fam.
Nah, Marv, you're laughing too hard now.
Is it a Michelle
thing? What's going on here, man?
I don't know.
We just turned out, bro.
Wait, hold on. People are coming on smoke. What is
Nah, hold on. If the Taser and Chucky Pod starts, you know, I'm going mad. Because that friendship just is blossoming, fam.
What do you mean?
I've been on the soap cover. You've been there. You've been on Chucky's podcast.
Yeah, once.
Exactly.
Once.
I said it's not.
Bro, I don't even like how they're leaving you out of this thing, fam.
It's crazy.
Wait, hold on.
Marv had to go to Nigeria, you know, and they're calling in Chris Brown over there. I said,
hold on.
It's a rebrand.
Nah, we gotta really look at this thing, you know. Keith, I think Keith has left early. Keith has clocked the play. He said, nah, I'm not here to watch this thing crash. I'm out,
bro. But it could be reading the tea leaves.
No, but you know when a man leaves when it's good, he goes, I want to remember you being like this. I know Taser's over there making mad propositions, fam. We could all join Chucky's team. It would be the three shots of slow jams.
Do you know what the car talking about? You know what they say? Yeah, we're going to get this, man.
No. It's funny though, because me and Chucky had a similar conversation. You know when we did Halloween in Box Park?
Mm-hmm.
The first time that it sold out in like a minute, and Chucky's put a video online.
of him moving like a crackhead. I said, Chucky, you're going to make them think that they got us, man. Relax, bro.
You was involved in that bands.
How come you don't understand the bands? It's breaking.
Mark, back in the day, you man was involved in the bands.
You got it.
Wait, my friend. Basically, because my friend was speaking about selling tickets, so I was happy for a minute.
That's what I'm saying. I was watching my brother prevail.
I like that. Three men in the studio didn't get the joke.
No, they did.
Nah, we got it, bro.
They're playing dumb.
Got it, bro.
You can't say you got it, bro.
What was the joke?
I need you to catch up, bro, because I don't like how you're looking in this moment.
This is your pod, bro. Get control again, fam.
What,
you got the whole document in your hand.
What was the joke?
What was the joke, bro?
You're moving like Donald Trump. Brother. What was the joke, bro?
We don't even know. He flexed. It was a flex. He told us he sold tickets in a minute.
Brother, he said he sold that ticket in one minute, bro.
Didn't get the joke.
Had chucks on the gram moving like a crackhead.
Brother. In Box Park. What's going on here?
Fam.
There's a lot of loaded dynamics in the room right now.
We've pressed sensitive areas with these, man.
No, don't say these, man. Monday's still smiling.
So Marv, you're on your own.
You told it.
We need to add it to the pod.
Marv, you're on your own right now.
Upset.
It's fine.
I don't like it. I saw him flex, and I've said I'm happy for it.
No one got the joke, bro. You said you sold out.
Hey, welcome. Thank you. I've never been here before. You've been here twice, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been here before.
Yeah, come on, man.
Hey, no, you've been on the pod
never before.
No.
He hasn't.
Never.
Are you sure?
It was overdue.
No, you didn't rate me.
No, I rate, but come on, man. You pulled up still. Maybe Mr. Exposed didn't rate me. Now he's not here, and then I don't know.
Now it's okay for you to come.
I'm just waiting for Meiji Think, fam. I'm just waiting to post it. What's going on?
Big post.
And then everyone in the comment section. It's true, you know.
I have noticed.
These men came out real with that.
Remember the video where he was eating chow mein? And they said that he's a bad friend.
That was hilarious.
You're not pushing the narrative, man.
Now, that was funny still. And the baddest thing is, I watched it, I'm thinking, I know how you man's energy is in it. That weren't no big deal, but you know the girls' deep dives.
Bro, they'll go mad in the comments, bro. These are the friends you have to look out for. Look, I'm eating chow mein when man's talking about something. What? Man's not eating peas.
These times, there's better episodes about eating, you know? Man even 8 pound the jam day, you know?
Fam.
I remember that. Yeah, right there.
Incredible settings.
That's mad. I'm not really an Amala fan, you know? With what soup, though?
It would do.
You're a fool. That's in your system, bro. No, I'm telling you,
try it. I'm gonna let anywhere do with like it's the red
bangs,
stew.
It bangs, bro.
Yeah, what is better than okra, you know?
It's not every day, though.
But I don't like draw soup.
Nah, it's
though.
Not. I don't like the draw.
I swear to God, try it.
Redu's nice, but I prefer. I'm an okra.
I don't like it drawing.
What do you prefer?
Me, a gussy soup, fam.
For my Jamaican in here.
Hey, the Jamaican sitting there, we're as confused as each other. All the listeners on the Jamaican side, we're just there, like, confused.
That's a Kalaloo.
Is that Aki? Yeah.
What's like Aki?
Aki is like,
fish. Aki is all fish.
The Aki is like,
Aki's like what, bro?
Look at him.
Is that the Egusi? Kind of, it's similar. Yeah,
tell us, bro. It's your thing.
You mean tell us? I don't know what your thing was like.
No, Aki. Hey,
yo. The fact you men are saying, wait, it's Kalaloo. Like Aki.
What is it? Not close. It's close.
But how you got Aki and Kalaloo in the same?
I'm talking about Egusi. What Egusi is like? It's kind of like fire.
Is that Aki? Has a Jamaican told you that?
I've seen Aki, and I've seen you. Haven't seen either.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm asking what research you've done to make that claim.
I've seen both. You've seen one,
bro. It doesn't matter what you've seen.
He's seen Aki. I haven't seen Eggleston.
That's what I've asked. Have you spoken to another Jamaican to verify what you're saying?
I've seen it.
That scene talk don't sound foolishness to me, bro.
What? Wait, let me get it straight.
So you looked at the food and said, yeah, that's the same as that because it looks like each other.
What? What are you talking about? So let me get it straight. So if I see custard and Oggy, if you look at it, you can't tell me it's not similar.
No, don't do the same.
No, but because you haven't tasted it, what's man talking about?
That's the same thing, though.
But custard and Oggy is the same, innit?
If it's the same thing, is it the same thing or similar?
It's not the same, but it looks similar. Oggy's like maize.
Custard.
So we're not comparing flavors. You're just comparing on the eye test.
No, I'm talking about in terms of the consistency and what it looks like in terms of like how it looks.
All right, bring up the Egusi because I need to see what you man are talking about. Because if I look at that, I must see Aki when I see Egusi then, right?
You might do.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And you might do.
No,
you won't. Is what I hear what you... No, you're not.
That's
what
I'm not...
That's why I said...
This is the hill that I'm not choosing to die on.
That's why I said the closest thing will, for me...
The Callaloo.
Yeah, because it's spinach.
Yeah. I don't know,
but the fact Callaloo is coming up in a convo with Aki, I'm thinking you man are... What's going on here?
All
right, he'll show you.
He's going to show you still. But I haven't got involved. Have you noticed that one?
Yeah.
I backed out this one.
Tell you, I'm not even...
Because
he tried to say, I've seen. I'm thinking, bro, what do you mean?
The pressure's on right now.
Yeah, right. Trying to find the most yellow.
I'm trying to find
the most yellow.
The
expansion is mad, bro. This Google shouldn't take that long, bro, because you've seen. This Google's taking ages for someone who's seen, you know.
Are you right?
He come to tell me he's seen, bro.
Are you right?
All I asked for was a normal question. Has a Jamaican verified?
You should go to the first image on Google. I just got
I'm trying to type in Egusi. That's what I'm trying to type in.
Why does it take you so long to type? Where are your glasses, bro? You need... What's going on? That typing is doing this. Bam.
Brother, bam. Hold on. Man's typing telling pictures.
What typing is that?
Brother, allow me with your prescription.
Brother, listen, I'm wearing my glasses, bro. I ain't got a type one.
I'm looking for a picture.
72,
brother, I'm looking for a picture to find so I can show you. Right, my nigga just type in and he's going to be there straight away. You know how Google works? Man's moving mad over there.
Yeah, but you just got to press images and they're all there.
And then look for an image.
But it shouldn't be hard to find if it looks like Aki, bro.
But go on your phone and Google Aki then. Do me a favor. No, you Google it and find. No, because man's going so easy.
You can't manage your Google search.
No, it's not that. Let's start a timer. Start a timer.
No, what's going on, bro? You're telling me.
What's it?
You told me you've seen it.
Let me fucking do it then. Man's telling me how long it takes.
Go on.
Start a timer.
We don't need a timer, bro.
No, please.
The picture that you need.
Start a timer. Type in Bridget Egusi. Let's see how far it takes you to find the picture.
I'm not.
Because I'm telling you how long it takes me to find the stats on my phone.
Bro.
What's going on here?
Man's typing on SportsSize72, bro. That's a massive keyboard on that phone, fam. What is going on?
Oh, now the picture's not been
there's shown. There's no way you can see that looks like Aki, bro.
We're waiting for the picture, fam.
It can't take this long if you've seen, bro.
Wait, am I still starting the timer?
Oh, it's the Wi-Fi that's let you down.
It's not even the Wi-Fi. Look, my phone's not even moving. What's going on here?
Do you know what's mad? You know, Mr. Exposed used to do the Googling for the images.
We see the gap in the framework. No one
in Valley. And in the Valley when he was putting the pictures to the group chat.
That's the pre-production thing. The pre-production's gone. Let me see this.
No, look from there, bro.
No, why would I look from there?
Fire. Well done.
That's Aki.
He went on a journey.
Let me see that. Don't try to hold it far away.
But yeah, he went on a journey.
Can you see what I'm saying, though?
Bro, how are you asking a Niger, bro? Let me see the team, bro.
Is that it? Is that Aki?
Bro, he's holding this thing as far away from me as possible, bro.
No, Google Aki then on your phone. Google Aki on your phone. No,
the whole journey that he was on was to show me a picture. And you don't want to show me the picture.
But you can see the picture on my phone.
Bro, that don't look like Aki from here, fam.
Cool.
Oh, I'm not going to lie.
No problem.
All right, we got you lot going to put these two dishes. That's the pole, boy. Does Aki look like Egusi? What are you saying? Without the leaf? Is it a late win?
No, bro. No.
Don't zoom into another picture. Look at the picture I'm giving you.
Bro, it's the same thing that's here. Yeah. I can look at that one. No, this don't look like Aki, fam.
What?
Let me see the picture.
So maybe your Nigerian eyes have failed you on this one, fam.
It's not the same.
No.
So he was guessing. If you said egg,
it's not the same thing, bro.
Bro, come on, fam.
It's got the same colors. It's come not on, the same thing, bro.
Come on, no, that's why he done
that. He tried to hold it.
Wait, hold on. I didn't say exactly the same, but I said, look, bro.
Look similar.
Bro.
Increase the pixels, you know?
Let it go, man.
I said, look similar. I didn't say the same thing. It can't be the same thing.
Bro.
I said, look similar.
This brother said,
I've seen.
Hey, the footage is there, man.
I said, look similar.
Nah, because, yeah. Listen, thank you, man.
It's good to be here, though. Big up you, man.
You don't care what smoke today.
No, we just came with the energy, just, bro.
We're here, fam. You just come to have a good time.
Don't complain when the energy comes back. For love of you.
You lot mentioned football quickly, and I thought, all right, if that's what it's going to be, then
that's a trigger for man. Still,
but I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm not really concerned.
Yeah. You don't even talk about football as well.
I leave that to you guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean, I leave it to you, man.
You never speak about football.
It's fine.
Thing is, yeah, I did the same thing. What did you just bring it up to piss him off? Bruv, let man, you have a bad day. I don't talk football.
He's new to football. Bro, you're new. He's new to football, bro. It's the rebrand.
You're new to football, not me, bro.
You're new to football.
I've been tweeting about football for years, bro. But when you're on roller skates, I'm talking about football, bro.
We know the Arsenal guys. We know the Arsenal groups.
No, but that's different.
We know them, bro.
No, but even Truth, for example, that's AFTV. Before AFTV, did you know Truth talk about football?
So where's your alignment in this thing then? In the football online history.
My mom gets his tweets off still. I have to throw him a little bit off.
It's not enough, bro. It's not enough. You just pop out on the excitement times.
I don't get paid for
you
it.
You do pop out when it gets
I don't
good.
Get paid for it.
Are you telling me you're not one of them that pop out when it gets good? I see you exactly. So yeah. When they told me, I was thinking, I seen a couple of tweets from you. I said, since when?
Ages.
Is there no correlation with you lot doing well and then you started tweeting?
No.
Are you sure?
Brother.
So you were tweeting in the dark times. You said, I've been really enjoying this.
But you know, I've been an Arsenal supporter since Ian Wright and Jerry Henry.
I know that.
But don't tell me it's been no good times. What's the quiet era? I'm saying up till now, bro.
But he's been tweeting, though.
What's he been tweeting, though,
bro?
What's
he on
the league? Man's talking about your team wavy over there.
I'll call you, bro.
2012
I hate Arsenal so much. I know who to call. I know the ops, bro. I've never thought in my phone, bro. Let me call Marv and laugh.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You did not support United.
I didn't know you supported United until you started doing United stuff.
Tell him.
No, but that's fair, though.
That's taking liberties.
I've been everywhere.
What? I've been everywhere.
With United for the past 3 or 4 seasons.
More than that. You know the truth. I've been everywhere. I saw United stand, bro. I've been everywhere, fam.
No, bro.
Early days. Stretford Paddock. Are you talking about? Before Stretford Paddock. What's the one? Full-time Devils. Come on, bro.
You're talking to... I'm not a Man United supporter. I named
4 or 5 United channels. Go on.
Why would he know?
What Arsenal channels are you affiliated yourself with?
What? You're not making no sense.
None.
Let me get it straight.
So no one knows you in the football space. What are you talking about? Wait, are you saying Big Marvin Abbey can't be known in the football space?
Yo, I can be, but I'm not in the football space. I said I tweet about
it. No one knows.
I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are.
No one knows you in the football space.
I'm not in the football space. I tweet about football. What's going on here?
He don't respect the football space, Sam.
What?
Come on, man.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Focus on the thing, fam. Focus, like, you're not a football. You're not in this football.
You're not making no sense.
Marvin Harrison, black dads. I know he supports Arsenal.
That's your brethren. What did you tell me about a brethren of yours?
On the timeline and I cuss him.
That's fine.
Oh, so you're that kind of fan? He's not that kind of fan.
What kind of fan?
That wants to be on the timeline cussing.
No, I'm on the timeline, but
you cussing your brethren though.
No, but I don't tweet all the time. I'm not on Twitter like that.
So you're new to this.
No, I was my people on Twitter before you. What are you talking about? What? First thing I'm new to this.
Well, new to the football team.
No.
Oh my days.
Come on. You know it's true, bro.
I'm not new to Twitter. I'm not doing the football thing, but I'm not on the football space here.
There you go. So we achieved it.
We didn't achieve anything.
What? No, understood.
Brother.
You understood what's going on?
I don't know.
This is confusing.
What's happening is a deflection because United are just garbage.
This is why.
Right,
you know, this is what you want to do. Why are you doing this?
Their goal difference is 0 after 27 games.
So what is it though?
That's crazy.
What is it?
Yeah,
what's going on at United?
We're just living, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? We're in our Arsenal years. We're in our Liverpool years as well.
No,
30 years for you guys.
Mm.
Yeah. How long has it been since you, man?
You can't really compare us to you. You're the biggest club in the world or second biggest. Allow it.
Oh, so you know your small boys.
You man are a fallen giant, bro.
We're 10 years. We're 10 years removed without winning the league trophy. Yeah? How long has it been for you?
I think it was 2004.
You got famous, probably had four kids.
But do you feel like Arsenal going to do it this season?
I want them to.
You've got better chances.
I need them to.
Why?
It's Liverpool and Man City that's left. They have to win it. It's like the worst of all evils. I need you, man, to win it. Like, and but they're not getting to, though. That's the only...
Why is that?
Because it's Arsenal, isn't it? The shit. He knows. He can't refute it.
But my thing is this.
He's been shit for 20 years.
It's cheeky.
Go on, why?
Because you're garbage.
Yeah. But I'm saying
that's like a man's house is shit.
Listen,
garbage. You're telling a man who's refurbing,
yeah,
your house is shit. But I'm saying better than you right now.
I'm saying I've lived in the mansion. We've enjoyed life. Maybe we've moved back.
I've lived in the mansion as well.
Whoa!
What?
Semi-detached, bro.
What?
You live in the semi-detached. Bro, come on, man. Don't play these games.
What games?
When you're speaking right now, you said the biggest club in the world. So you know who we are.
One of.
You know who we are. Are you?
But you know us as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
what are you talking about?
Do they know you're in Europe?
What do you mean?
Do they know you're in Europe? Don't start with me, bro. I live this, bro.
Brother, you can live it, but you're
bro,
shit.
So do they know you?
You've been shit.
So do they know you?
All right, cool. You're saying do they know
answer
us?
Answer the question.
Where have you finished last season?
Bro.
The season before that,
You done 8th, 6th in it, and now you're fighting for the title.
No, last season before.
Arteta's, that's what I'm saying. We're just behind you, Fed.
And where were you the season after that?
Was it what?
Yeah, you heard that.
Was the season
the
after
season
that?
The season after that, yeah.
Oh, he wasn't involved.
And this season again, you're not involved either.
And then ask my questions.
About Europe.
And answer my questions.
Do they know Europe this year?
It's very important.
No, I'm asking you this.
Have you got a Champions League?
No, we ain't.
Have you got it?
I asked already.
Did you? Have you got it?
Do they know you're in Europe this year?
He said no, bro. He said no.
He said no?
Yeah.
No, say it louder.
I'm asking you.
We got you.
No, no, you've got Champions League, but
yeah.
Do they know you're in Europe this year?
What's that?
Do they know you're in Europe this year?
No, we was in Europe this year and it went wrong.
Did you? What
you went wrong? Don't worry, you'll be out.
What Europe?
You'll be out next week.
Wait, what Europe were you in?
When does this pod come out?
This next week.
You'll be out together.
No, what I'm saying. What Europe were you in this year?
Arsenal be out.
What Europe were you in this year?
Was in the Champions League.
Is it?
Are you going to win it?
What did you finish? What did you not finish last year?
Are you going to win it?
Did you just lie?
Was in the Champions League, but we got knocked out.
When? No, you wasn't.
He's a dickhead.
No, you wasn't.
He knows. Was in the Champions League. Wait, are you being silly? Do you know?
You're at the bottom of your group.
There you go.
Champions of Europe. Everyone knows you.
But then.
You might have fucking lost that team. You lost to Copenhagen 4-3.
All right.
Get out of here, man.
But have you ever won a European trophy?
A team where reindeers are walking free on
just
road.
Just imagine.
But allow me, brother.
Hold on. You know when we're young.
This combo is
You know some of the players are teachers.
Let me ask you a real question. If you went raving, let's say you gone raving, 19 years on the bounce straight, you gone raving, never wind the team. Never. Bro, 19 years. But you're like, at least I'm in the rave, bro. I'm saying, wind someone, bro.
That's not the same thing,
I'm with you, bro. I'm saying, bro,
that's not the same thing, bro.
Been in the rave.
That's not the same thing, bro.
Milan, you man done your
thing. That's not the same thing.
Bro, you've never experienced it.
Brother, it's ridiculous.
You've never experienced it, bro.
But with one league.
So why are you going there?
With one premiership. What are you talking about?
Why are you going?
Brother,
what are you doing here, bro? You're not on the motive.
I like the music, bro.
I'm here for the cheese.
Man is moving bad over
this
there.
Listen, drinks. I know the bar staff, bro. Some good energy in here.
I'm here for the energy.
A man's chopping after the rave. Not for Arsenal, before the rave. You better chop it in the rave. Fair enough.
Listen, it's bad. It's bad. I won't deflect.
If they win this year,
yeah,
what's the argument next?
Oh, we always have a Champions League argument. We'll argue forever. They're the ops. He knows what time it is. These men are the ops. We'll argue forever.
We're not your ops. Liverpool, your ops.
There's no ops with Man United.
Arsenal and Man United, not ops.
I don't think it's ops like that.
It's just a personal beef, though.
The reason why it was ops is because there was a point in time where there was Premier Leagues, as in that Fergie Wenger era. Mm-hmm. It was that. That's why we were ops. But really, our op...
What's going on?
Our op is Tottenham.
Yeah,
our real op. Your op is Liverpool or City.
No, but those are your real ops. I understand. Yeah,
like,
we
don't hate you. It's more of it's more of like I'll just fuck off, man. Do one.
Whereas to be fair,
Liverpool, United, Man City, you lot hate each other.
Modern era.
You're sounding like you don't know, fam.
What do you mean?
You're sounding like, because that's not true, bro.
It's true.
I'm saying we're ops, bro. Like your Tottenham thing. Yeah. Not, you don't think about Tottenham.
Nah, Tottenham.
You're not thinking about Tottenham.
The historical ops, bro.
Ops is, remember, you're looking at success op.
Yeah.
That's what it, United
Vieira, Ray Keane.
Yeah, but that's more of a like, it's hard to explain.
It's a competitive thing.
It's more of a respect.
One and two.
That's... As in like, you man doing your thing, we're doing our thing, cool. It's kind of like now, City and Liverpool had the same thing as Arsenal United. They didn't hate each other, but...
Oh no, they hate each other.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not hate. It's not hate.
It's not the same hate that I feel like United and Arsenal.
No, but we don't have hate.
That's what I'm saying. It's real hate.
The only hate we have for you is when Van Persie went to use lot. That's when we were
when the hate started.
No. In terms of like there was
heated
hate.
Up.
It was like heated up, but we don't hate you.
When you done the Guard of Honor for us.
Yeah,
he clapped for us when we
but we didn't care about the Guard of Honor. It was the Van Persie got
when
the Honor.
When we sold us your player and we done a Guard of Honor and we
sold you Sanchez, he done nothing.
But you clapped for us though.
We sold you Sanchez, you done nothing.
Sanchez done piano.
Nigga scored two goals.
Right, get out of us, here,
man. Man, let's move on, fam.
He hates football.
You better. No, I don't hate football. What do you mean? The Arsenal years have just been so uncomfortable and dark. I just don't talk football, fam. But let us win the Prem. I'm back.
Okay.
So you're a taser?
Probably.
No.
Is that what you...
Yes.
Do you know your first 11?
Right now,
a day to name.
Your right
day,
now, no. I think tapped in. No, I'll tell you that right now. I'm doing the invincible first 11.
A day to name five Arsenal players. Wait. Trev, a day to name five Arsenal players right now.
You definitely could do that.
You can't.
Bro, I'm not tapped in, fam.
Brother, you can definitely do that.
Bro, when I see...
five? No, you can do five.
You can't.
Fam, I'm not tapped in at all, bro.
You can't do Saka.
You can't.
Saka, my man, Declan Rice, Odegaard.
Why are you doing it?
Goalkeeper.
What's my man's name? Thing is, I know that when I see them, you know when you see your name tweeted, I'm like, I know this one of our men.
Defenders.
But I'm not tapped in, fam. Gabriel.
Yeah.
What's the tall brother.
Come on,
what's
man.
His name?
Virgil van Dijk.
Yeah.
No, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm not tapped in, fam. I don't even care.
What about my man that plays on the left?
Man down on four, you know?
Yeah?
The one that plays on the left.
Brazilian guy.
Nah, fam, nothing's coming from. I don't care. This ain't embarrassing for me.
That's why. So when he calls me on football talk, I get mad.
But I call you on dead man. You results.
Yeah, but it's not nice, bro. You don't watch football. So
nah,
you
I'm not
be
gonna change
to
my behavior.
But do you really let it get to you?
I do, bro.
This is
my life, bro.
What's this, man?
This guy be on the stream sulking with the games.
Are you ever smashed the screen?
No, never. But even like you know the emotion. You know like AFCON emotion. You know when your team...
Like that?
Bro.
Week in, week out. Okay, so what do you do to like calm down?
I tell myself, I go, bro, you got a family, like you got a wife and kid and that.
Is that bad?
Bro, because it's a...
It's like crazy.
You don't understand.
Right, like, wait, hold on.
It's a crazy journey.
I'm not that kind of fan.
Nah, at all.
I'm not that kind of fan. I'll put my hands up and say that.
What's
getting on, bro?
Liverpool lose.
Liverpool lose, that doesn't like sour your day. Doesn't.
It does, but I'm not thinking about whether I have a family.
Bro,
I've got to pick myself back up.
My wife knows the fixtures. She's like, "Rah, Baze, I hope you win today, fam." When I leave, she goes, "Ah, Baze, I hope you do well today."
So, what does the food not taste nice when
that's
no? Because it just, bro, you see the drive back here, and you know you're gonna be in mad videos. You're gonna be in a compilation here of like people just laugh when you lose.
But you chose to stream.
You're a part of the whole.
I'm in the ecosystem.
But
during AFCON, people looking for me when there's Nigeria.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Imagine
the Nigeria thing was quite
consistent.
As a Jamaican watching from the side, I was like, right, there's a lot of vitriol for Nigerians.
Exactly. What was that though?
The whole Africa hates Nigeria.
I hear it.
What was that? Even other Caribbean countries got involved in the hatred thing as well, fam.
Yeah.
Did you want us to win?
You didn't
I was completely neutral, fam.
Really?
I didn't even watch, bro.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wait, I said that as well. That's not even watch.
Can you even watch, man?
I think it's because when we win, man.
I just think
we're loud.
It's life in general, Nigerians, that dominate a lot of things within the culture.
Speaking of Nigerians dominating, how do you not find the fight? I see my man. I don't know if he's training it, taking it seriously. In that.
You talking about?
Ngannou.
Ngannou's not Nigerian.
I'm not saying he's Nigerian. I'm talking about the fight.
Oh, okay, cool.
Kim Kardashian tweeted a picture, I miss you.
To who?
You know, she just tweeted on her timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
To the world. Ngannou's retweeted saying, what, me?
Bro. This guy's getting too excited.
So I tweeted, man is ready to splash his prize money already. Because I saw that I think AJ's getting 50 M's and he's getting 20 M's.
Mm.
Yeah, it's different. It's but do you reckon he's going to be, he's lost focus? Because I don't think he should be doing that.
He's doing a lot of entertainment stuff still. Like there's even a video, you know when they're talking about AJ's earphone? Yeah. Like what's AJ listening to? So Ngannou done this thing where he's like, he's found AJ's earphone, he puts it in and it's just bare like motivations, but it's like dumb motivation.
Oh, yeah.
They can't touch you, champ. You're the guy, champ. Don't worry about anybody, champ. And it's just so like, it's proper mocking him. But I'm looking at him thinking, he didn't do none of this for Tyson Fury still.
Yeah.
It's looking like your energy might be a bit shared amongst nonsense. So
do you reckon he's like, is he lost focus though?
I don't know if he'd lost focus, but I just think he's gaining confidence in the arena. Because remember, they said he's got like the strongest bang or some shit like that. So in his mind, because technically speaking, when you've seen him against Tyson Fury,
yeah,
Tyson Fury looked mad. Because like, in my mind, I was thinking Tyson Fury's going to not knock him out, but play.
Just beat him up.
Yeah, yeah. Tyson Fury looked like he was mad. And even he knocked him down.
Yeah, he did. If AJ loses, I keep asking this, but we're doing an event for this thing anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
If AJ loses, it's done, you know.
I don't know if it's done, but it's a big problem.
It's really
because
bad.
He's not actually a boxer. That's what, I think it's a lose-lose for AJ.
No, it's not a lose-lose. If he knocks him out, it's a massive statement considering.
No, but I don't think he's going to knock him out.
I think it's possible. I think it's very possible.
That's not because I don't rate AJ. I just think Ngannou is hard back.
Exactly. Like, so it can be win. If he knocks him out, he'll be able to say, I knocked out the guy that dropped Fury.
But then people say, but he's not a real boxer.
No. It won't go like that. Because remember, before the Fury fight, it was, bro, who's this guy? He's a novice. You do that to the champ. And that people respect.
The lineal.
It changes. The game is different.
I definitely hear what you're saying, but I just feel like even age, I mean, Fury with that fight could be like, I didn't train properly. Like, there's bare excuses that can be given that he's not really a real boxer. There weren't no titles on the line.
You're in that space. What's the conversation there?
Bro, they destroyed Fury after that one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you could even... Fury knew what time it was. That's why he cut and just skipped the post-fight press conference.
You never do that.
Come on, man. He knew it was bad. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even when Team Fury was doing interviews afterwards, everyone sounded like they were talking about a dead body, fam. Like, they know this was not... You're not supposed to allow someone to walk in at the top and have a competitive fight. You lose for the fact you made it to 10.
He walked through the Hall of Fame of boxers. Everyone was there. What, Evander was there? Was Evander on the field there?
Lennox Lewis.
Remember when he's walking to the ring, yeah? Mm. So they've all spotted him as he walked in. You're telling me someone that sings after every single fight, in the ring.
The Jesus team.
Just dips. He just dipped, bro. Mm. It ended. And song.
I think it was confused.
I was out.
He felt like he lost.
It was a bad day.
He did lose.
Oh yeah, I think so too.
He won on the card.
But they were never going to let him win that because everyone knew when you're watching the fight, you could see he lost it.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
My thing is, I think we called him a fraud, like because why not in it? I'm not a Fury fan, so we was going out of our way to say this and said, how are you going to let? It's like Barcelona playing, I don't know, some non-league team, or like that's it. Not even disrespect. It's like Barcelona playing SC Dons. I'm saying prime Barcelona. What we expect. And SC Dons just...
Well, even Trunks and Harry and them, man, going up there and showing and having a 1-1.
Yeah. This shouldn't
winning
happen.
Winning extra time.
You lot shouldn't see the ball. What you lot thought, we thought was just getting some joke thing. Mm. So even when he was meant to fight Usyk a month after, he said to Usyk, don't lead the negotiations. If you don't fight me, I'm suing you. Yeah? Mm. Then he gets cut. And everything goes wrong. Now there's no more talk again. Anyone suing. So it just goes to show this was supposed to be a quick money grab, but he was real. And Ngannou's story, are you aware of it? Ngannou's story is mad.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So now when it's almost like it's different to the situation with Haller in the AFCON. It's still a biopic. This right now, if Ngannou beats AJ, my goodness.
the story, who plays that role?
Yeah, alright, so
sorry to cut you off one sec, Sage, but then alright, but I hear what you're saying in terms of the SC Dons and Prime Barcelona.
Yeah.
But can someone argue that Ngannou in MMA was the version of AJ I'm just saying Tyson Fury. So in his realm, he's an elite fighter.
Yeah.
In his realm, he's just come into boxing, which is obviously different rules.
Yeah.
Just only hand combat. So really, it's not like a it's not like a guy who's just come off the road and boxed. No. He's got fighting ability. And he's a top tier MMA fighter.
What it is, yeah, is there's no data on UFC man coming over and looking good at all. Like, not even like, oh, he came over but he lost to my... No, them man are getting like Conor Jake McGregor, Paul, them, Floyd. Yeah, Jake Paul's beating all up them MMA guys one after the other by KO. So it's like, we ain't got nothing to really think that this boxing is going to stand up to anything over here.
Yeah.
That narrative is now in question because of what happened that night. Now, it's up for AJ to show that this is because Fury was being a dickhead and I'm the real one to, you know what I mean? So he's got to make a statement. He can't really just win. It can't be...
That's what I'm saying. So AJ has to take this seriously and that means Francis is taking it seriously.
Absolutely.
But obviously the content we're seeing is like, is he taking it seriously?
Oh, no. Because he can get gassed. These men are just doing...
It's very possible that you could be gassed, bro. Like, bro, you just done that to Tyson Fury, who you rate higher than AJ. You've heard him talk about AJ. You don't rate AJ like how he rates Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
So if you know you've done that to my man, you might be looking at this, bro, and thinking, yeah, I'm going to be all right still. And that's when the rude awakening is going to happen.
That's the same thing that happened with Ruiz and AJ.
Oh, and that one was last minute. But then even the Ruiz, they didn't have the data. So they didn't know. It was Ruiz was a late. He's supposed to fight Miller. And obviously everyone's mad because even now you see that thing when AJ's getting mad and his dad's going crazy with Eddie Hearn in it. And it's like, you shouldn't really allow this to happen. This guy's got fast hands. People that know boxing have said, this guy is a problem anyway.
And there's speculation.
It's him.
He knocked down Ruiz.
But there's speculation.
When you train, if you're training, you weren't training for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it will be off.
Yeah,
will be off. The mechanics, like right now, what I imagine Ngannou doing is going to be different to what he was doing for Tyson Fury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like in Tyson Fury's one, the mistake that he made is Tyson Fury likes to bully his opponents. Like, he likes to lean on them, hold them. What he done to Wilder.
He's tired. Yeah.
You can't do that to a UFC guy. He grapples for fun. So that's when he was in his wheelhouse. Now, with AJ, this is a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's different because what's going to happen is you got to look at the pace of the fight against Tyson Fury. Fury didn't want to engage, so he let the fight be quite slow. As long as he had distance, he was quite happy to keep it there. AJ, you're going to be quite a stationary target for AJ. Like, defensively, he wasn't that nimble on his feet. He had Fury spooked. Because it's like, I'm 6'9", I'm distant, I'm leaning on you, but I'm getting ragdolled when we wrestle. Yeah, yeah. Whereas now I'm just like, AJ, you're not going to be able to ragdoll AJ. They're both not going to try and wrestle. If he's letting the hands go, bro, I don't know that Ngannou can take those shots all night.
A single shot
might not get it done, but over... And over.
But then you can argue the same point with AJ. Can AJ take that all night?
You got to respect AJ's ability to box nowadays. No, it's very different.
No, 100%. But I'm saying, in the heavyweight division, you can be winning a fight for eight rounds.
True. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And done it.
One bang, the fight's done. Yeah. And Ngannou can do that.
No, you're right.
So it's going to be a fight worth watching.
Absolutely.
It's the one, fam.
When is it? This Saturday?
Friday.
Oh, it's raw.
Are you not coming to the event?
Nah, I'm going Dom Rep, so I'm going to watch over.
Yeah, I'll come through. Wow, where are you doing?
Yeah, come through. Bricks. London Bridge.
I'll come through. I might be coming through Matty or something.
Yeah, pull up.
What time is it? Like 10:30 or 10?
It ain't really been announced still, but I know Saudi's times are like 9:30, 10.
And there's some big fights.
Any undercards?
You got the Zhang versus Parker.
Chinese power, fam.
Chinese power.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Parker beat up someone the other day, innit?
He beat up Wilder.
That's it, yeah.
But Zhang is...
That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be AJ wins this and then he fights Wilder after. But after Parker beat Wilder,
he's rubber. Wilder's out here sleeping with his brother's...
Mrs. fam.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
To this day. Dark times, fam. To this day.
Nasty
behavior. The worst one is when he lost to Tyson Fury and he said, The weight, wearing to the training.
Then it was the trainer spiked his water.
Yeah,
bro, he blamed everybody, fam.
You see, boxing on those sports where, like, you can't get away with having an off day. You know that football, you could be a bad right back, get skinned, but your striker can save you.
Centre
midfield can save you. You know what I'm saying? Goalkeeper can save you. In boxing,
it's just you,
it's just you in the ring, bro. That's why it's so scary to a degree.
What's mad is when people don't factor in stuff like, bro, you and your missus could be like close to breakup. They're in a fight, you got a fight, your head is scrambled, fam. Man, everyone's just like, everyone's just like, right, like, he had a great camp, everything was fantastic. But he just didn't seem like he was there. It's like, yeah, because he's reading essays in his text before he goes out to the flight, man.
how important is it to have a support system?
What, in boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't talk as someone that boxes, but we speak to boxers, right? And your camp, that lead up, it has to be right. You know, and that's why what I'm learning, because we will say stuff and then boxers get upset sometimes. But because the training that they're doing,
like what though? Sorry to cut you.
Like
what?
If we say, like, if
we've had scrapes. But what you can do, yeah, I don't know if you want to speak,
we've had scrapes, bro. We've had scrapes. You know what it is, yeah? Between us, our contract to podcasting in the boxing space is that whatever we say about a fighter, we must be able to say it when he's there.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, the stakes are nuts.
Yeah. That's cool.
So the rules are very much keep the camera rolling and whatever happens is going to happen.
If we get tumped up, if we, like, even the first time with, even like, let's have it right. The first one was Lennox Lewis. I went off on a, this had a, we started this podcast, we said, listen,
smoke for everyone.
It's just truth. Just say it's the truth. Yeah.
Say the truth. Charlamagne, I kind of look up to him as a thingy personality, but he will just say the truth. You know what I'm saying? And the truth, when everyone else is chatting rubbish, the truth is nice to hear. You know what I'm saying? So we said, well, boom, in this space, we're just going to talk the things.
So the Lennox thing now. So we were talking about, you know, when Lennox and AJ were having a back and forth and people were trying to, like, oh, he's hating on AJ. So we're going off. I'm disagreeing with that take that he's hating. I'm looking at it like, this is a legend that's been and done everything.
Yeah.
He's speaking what he believes to be the right thing. KG was jumping off the tip. Bro, man was on the pod. Lennox is a clown.
Doink.
Lennox is a bozo, bro. Doink. Dude, he's jealous. Da-da-da. Bro, he went off while they clipped up the thing, put that clip out. Bro, Lennox Lewis gets in the mentions of that post and his captions, his comments are so long. It requires seven.
He done that.
But this is where the petty side is. He's added me through every step of this thing. So he's not
just getting
paid. Yeah, he's aired my man. So he's like, the whole thing is like,
am I my brother's
keeper? I'm speaking to you. Am I my brother's keeper? Travis J, absolutely. Then he goes through with bruv, he's dicing him apart. Anyway, the back and forth is mad, yeah? Because now we're responding to Lennox in the next video, right? Yeah. So we're talking about the thing, we're kind of recapping the video we posted online. Lennox Lewis fans abusing this guy to a degree that's so mad, Lennox feels bad. Lennox jumps in and goes, yo, you man, it's just a joke. This is my brethren. It's just jokes.
Because they said I'd never be top five at anything I tried to do in my life.
They were cooking him, fam. They said, how dare you talk to Lennox?
Okay, well, what did you learn from that?
No,
but here's how it played out. Here's how it played out.
Gets madder.
We have the video, we have the response, and da da da. We're in a DM chatting to Lennox. Lennox is like, listen, you man, da da da. Bruv, next minute, we're getting invited to Vegas.
No, because remember, this is my boy's, is in the Caribbean somewhere, Mike Tyson's there, innit?
Yes.
So, but I'm generationally bad with my phone, innit? So he's called me with Mike Tyson there so I can talk to Tyson. Obviously, I've missed it, innit?
Oh,
yeah,
brother.
So Tyson's done
the video.
He sent a video, but he's not done the KG thing. He said, "Right, Kevin, like he's done the. He's called me like he knows me, innit?
He goes, leave Lennox, done,
and he says, leave Lennox alone.
Leave Lennox alone.
And them
alone.
Two are beefed, but them two fought. So Lennox has seen that and goes, yeah, man, he's always getting on to me. So Lennox is in my mentions. Now it's like, so now the things
Lennox
there, like,
and Tyson talking about what he said about Lennox on social media
is mental. So now, Lennox said, yo, listen, let's have
come
it right.
Come out to Vegas and let's
come
have a proper
Vegas,
sit down.
Let's go and sit down and let's really discuss this.
We was at the Wilder Ortiz fight, the second one. And then afterwards, we did the interview, Lennox Lewis fam.
He pulled out with a man them.
Yeah. Them man were
and
very certified brothers fam.
He pulled out with a man them and we, yeah. He pulled
man
out
them from America, man them from here.
Man them from America.
America, bro.
They came into the thingy.
Yeah, you know when you walk into a room, you don't really know what the energy is.
Yeah.
Them man came in to let us know whatever you man thought was happening.
You're going to go like that. Put the gun on the table now.
And they didn't laugh for time, bro.
We're getting the light jokes off. Lennox is cool, enjoying. Them man are sitting there with gun his faces, fam.
Yeah. And then
they loosened up after a while.
And then he's done that. With Akoli, remember Akoli came down. There was the same energy. This guy told Akoli straight to his face, I don't like the way you fight. Like, the one when he was in the...
Wait, hold on. You see that, yeah? Is that a mad thing to say to a boxer?
Purely, absolutely.
Some boxers are more sensitive than others. Do you see
they're
what I'm
all
saying?
Sensitive.
But yeah, for me, I feel like we get through it because it's clear it's not a malice thing and I'm not trying to banter you to make you look like a dickhead. I always follow up with a proper breakdown to let you know that I'm serious about my breakdown. The one time where I thought is getting close to getting knocked the hell out was the Lyndon Arthur one at the fight camp. So this one there, this brother has just drawn me out to a mad. So he's seen Lyndon Arthur. These times Lyndon Arthur's fought Anthony Yard. Anthony Yard's my guy, isn't it? So the first fight, he's beat Yard on like a points thing and it's a weird one. But I'm still like, bro, if Yard is on point and he's focused, he knocks him out.
Yeah.
But I'm looking mad because he's just lost. So we're in the fight camp now. He sees Lyndon there.
I ran over to him and said, hey, Ra, you know my boy still thinks. He still thinks he'll get me to
you. That guy.
He's done that. Bro, you see that? Your taser.
Yeah.
That's what taser.
No, bro.
Taser did that to me. Taser would be like, Ra. So, but not as obvious.
Yeah.
So, no, I ran over.
No, but you're not in a situation where there's cameras rolling, though.
Bro.
No, just before the cameras are rolling.
Before the cameras rolling. I'm walking over because he's gone, yo, Trav. I'm thinking, Ra, who we meeting? Brad's got the brother sitting there going, yeah, so what is it you were saying? On that one. Then,
Trav, without no, just straight. Yeah, I think he knocks you out. And that's mad. That's mad.
Yeah, that's how it's got to be, though.
But it's good. But then, and it went like that. Really? Yeah,
because I think he will respect you more for that because you've said it. He's heard you've said it and you've said it again. If I believe something, I believe it.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's all about opinions in boxing. Thing. So you can't tell me what opinion to have.
Mm. No, but if you pick a side, like sometimes the people want you now, like I'm a Craig Richards guy. Yeah. If I go somewhere and don't, even if Craig Richards is fighting someone mad, like if you say Craig is fighting Beterbiev, you want me to say Craig's going to win. Some people have the expectation because I'm part of their.
Those are
my guys. Like,
but ain't that stupid though? Because for example, it can be subject to change. Like I can be like I'm a Tyson Fury guy, but then if he fights AJ, I could be like, well, I think AJ might be.
But you know what it is?
You shouldn't have to stick with one fighter. No matter who they fight,
even in football, for example, I can say I'm gonna beat this team, but with that team, I'm not really sure. You know what it is though.
He was telling me, you might have a chance for the Champions League. I said, boy, I'm not going to lie. If we come against Madrid, it's mad. But that's like me saying, because I'm Arsenal
fan.
We find out soon. That was nasty. There's no need for that.
There's a level of delusion that's required to really be in this boxing world, like as a fighter. You can't be in your camp hearing balanced analysis in your mind is one track only.
I get up early.
When they're hearing you talk, them man are mid camp, hands are getting, fingers getting broken during the camp, eyes are bruised. The man are sore, bro. And you're on the little video talk about, I think he beats him, bro. Them man are not taking that.
We don't think of that.
You're mad.
They're hungry because you know the diet has got to change now. Yeah, yeah. Everything.
I've had no sugar today.
Yeah, sugar 4 o'clock.
I'm fuming.
I'm running at 4 and you're on your podcast just chatting.
And a podcast that I normally like. Now I'm mad, fam.
But when you break it down, it must be mad though.
Imagine
podcasts where it's like, imagine you actually face each other and imagine people that you're cool with. You're like, yeah, them man are cool. Yeah, I think Three Shots lose this one, you know. I'm looking at man like, what?
But they've been listening to the other podcast.
Man, I said,
baby gets these man out of here.
You know? You're like, what? All right. So when you see about man,
yeah, you know, it's different now.
But
the funny thing is though, like for example, if it was that kind of space, are there any fighters that are like, all right, cool. Like you can see that, nah, he's going to prove my man wrong. For example, there's an approach that they take to like their first five fights.
Yeah.
And then the approach to the next fight, you're like, nah, something's changed.
Yeah. Certain man just find a rhythm. Certain man find a rhythm and just level up their boxing. It happens happens a lot still.
He found this, this is why I say Travis is like, and he's the boxing, like he kind of brought me in. If it's, I was more like AJ fan. I watched the big fights. I was casual. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Travis has been watching boxing with his dad for years. You see what I'm saying? So there was the fighter that's on fire right now. He's seen him in the Olympics And he goes,
no, the Emmys before, just before amateur, the Olympics, yeah, I found before him.
Yeah, in amateurs.
Ben Whitaker.
Ben Whitaker. You know, the one that's on the mad movie, like Naruto. He's doing anime fighting.
He's mad.
Nazeem 2.0.
This guy, he goes, I'm telling you now, this is the kid.
It was a video of him sparring in the amateurs. And I was just like, brother, he's him. I promise you, he's the future. First amateur fight that we had on our pod. I said straight away, this guy's coming on.
Yeah. Bro. He said, this guy, I promise you. And it was a good find because we was with him from the real start of the journey. So now when everyone's like, oh, the relationship is really already there, which is good. But that's the foresight. This guy, like, I have to try and catch up. It's one of those ones where this guy's proper.
So Adam Whittaker, imagine if Ben Whittaker, yeah. Imagine if he fights someone and you're like, I think he loses this. Will you say that now?
We'll say it. Say it, absolutely.
Oh, still?
We'll still say it, yeah.
Okay, cool.
We can't Yard fought with Terbiev, yeah?
Yeah.
And that's, like, that's my brother. Like, I support, man. You know what I'm saying? But in that fight, well, I remember my first take when I said, I was like, boy, if he believes he can do it, then I back him. Not I back him as in, I'm going to say he's going to KO him. Yeah. I'm like, if he's on it, I'm behind him.
And I said he's going to lose, and I got cussed out by the whole team, fam.
The whole team.
So it is what it is.
What was the result?
He lost. Yeah, Batavia has got 100% knockout ratio.
I think I saw that conversation on the timeline. I was thinking, like, yo, he's the man, the minute. Like, why would it? But then when I done research on my man,
everyone goes over. Yeah. Everyone falls.
I've got a question for you. We had an argument in the group, and someone was trying to say Spence.
Errol Spence.
Crawford.
Crawford.
Yeah.
That fight broke my heart because Spence is my guy, you know.
Man, that's a struggle with that one, boy.
Listen, yeah.
When
Spence got beat up, yeah, but I couldn't believe I was watching it. I swear to you, like, I was in the group saying, you, man, yeah, what's going on?
One way traffic.
Then he won.
That's the one way.
He kind of won one round. I said, he's back in front of life. Next round, brother, man was getting beat up. His hair, his lip was. I've never seen a man after a fight look like that.
Swollen.
But I rate him because he came out afterwards to have a convo. But yeah, so Crawford, we're having a conversation, and one of the brothers in the group was like, yeah, Crawford beats Mayweather all day. Did Chiz not say that in the group?
Yeah.
Chiz said Crawford beats Mayweather all day.
Nah.
I said, are you crazy?
I can't get that one off still.
I said, are you crazy?
This is an excitement.
I said, do you know who Floyd is? Floyd
disrespect him a lot.
Brother, Floyd beat everyone. Like, you know, like when, like, someone beats bare champions and they beat everyone in front of them. Floyd has beat everyone.
It's one of them ones where it's like, it's easy to kind of just throw anything at the Floyd career. This is the next Floyd. Every 2 years, there's a new Floyd. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
who's the guy that had Floyd in trouble for the first time?
Castillo.
That we saw? And there was another one.
Mosley had him for Mosley.
Zab Judah for the first 4 rounds. Maidana in that first fight.
We can't just throw it. I'm not going to throw it away because it sounds egregious at the beginning. But then, thing is, Crawford is a counterpuncher as well, but counterpuncher with power.
But
Mayweather's different. That's the only thing is, Mayweather will work out within the fight.
He learns on the job.
And he's lived in it. The funny thing is, Mayweather's really lived in the gym, but Crawford is a gym rat.
And he's done the wrestling thing as well.
So it's like, you can't, it's one of those ones where you can't play with him, especially now he wants to fight Canelo. You're aware of that now. So if Crawford beats Canelo, where we rank Crawford right now?
It gets nuts.
But at the same time, though,
it doesn't change how I would see a matchup against Floyd.
You have to almost...
Career-wise, it's amazing.
Then it's not even disrespectful as we say it is. It wouldn't be as mad.
It's not disrespectful.
If he beats Canelo, it's like, bro, you're doing Infinity Stone stuff.
It's not disrespectful now to talk about Crawford and Mayweather, but it's one of the ones where you forget the beast that Mayweather is, bro. Defensively, he just starts taking stuff away out of your arsenal, bro. And now you're just doing the same thing over and over again.
And even forget what Mayweather done to Canelo. Canelo's talking in Mexican. I remember the post-match. He was just so elusive. Brother. I couldn't get any of my punches off.
Canelo's on payday.
Now he's just straight,
bro. After the fight, bro, I'm telling you, that's all I heard.
Canelo's not a joke,
brother. But Mayweather, the thing people don't realize, Mayweather is not a joke, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you might catch him.
What did he do that pissed people off?
What do you mean?
Was it when he started doing the money thing?
He started talking, yeah. Money Mayweather was when he the rebrand that made
it was
the brand.
Pretty Boy,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the one, because would you say he's beating Crawford, Pretty Boy or Money Mayweather? Because Pretty Boy's there. Like,
I think Pretty Boy is going to fight Crawford how Crawford fights.
Yeah.
He's going to fight him like
Pretty Boy's more of a chance.
Yeah, but with Money May, he's going to take him out of the fight slowly. Like,
and what changed? What was it that changed? So he just became more business savvy.
Yeah, that's when he started to kind of be his own promoter to a massive extent. Obviously, there's a lot of business behind the curtain that we don't really know the full ins and outs, but there's a, you know, like a masking kind of promoter situation. But when he kind of steps away from Bob Arum, that's when he starts the Money Mayweather brand. He starts pissing people off. And now you've got that whole thing of, I'm showing up to watch if you lose. Yeah. That once you've built that as a fighter, your money is going to be different.
And also, he didn't mind being a bad guy.
Yeah.
Before, he was just wanted to be the pretty boy. After that, he wanted to be the... Because remember, Floyd was looking at it like, hold on, you don't want me to win.
Yeah.
So why am I trying to please you lot?
Mm.
I'm just going to piss you off.
And it's harder. I would say the respect I have for him is knowing everyone wants you to lose.
Is everyone, bad, bro.
Everyone. Not like kind of. Everyone wants you to lose and not losing.
Never giving it to them. Never giving them that feeling.
Never see that.
And the pressure as well.
So I'm not trying to cut us or rush us here, but that's why I rate Arsenal this season.
Why?
Because everyone wants them to lose and they're not losing.
I appreciate the respect, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's dumbfounded. Look, he's fuming.
He's so mad.
That's what it is, though.
That you've crossed the street with this
perspective. That's my guy, man.
That's my guy.
That's what I can't lie with you.
I'm not going to go out there. That's sick, though. That's
what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? We don't connect. We connect, bro.
Hey, pause.
That's
No,
We're talking football, bro. Where are you taking us?
We can see this. 2-2 now, man.
Where is he taking us, bro?
We can see this now, man.
I thought we're talking football, bro.
You ain't seen Nigerian meme, the uncle, the politician, and he's like this. And he's like this. When the politician does this, he's lying. But I said, the oil and the gas.
The oil and the gas is warm. That's crazy.
That means man is stealing. That's what that means, bro.
It's a different direction he took us there.
But yeah, no, boxing is... I like boxing, but I go in and out of it. It's one of those things. It just depends. Because I feel like boxing became boring after a while.
Before AJ. Because my team was shit.
No, not because of AJ.
I said before AJ.
Do you know what it is? The heavyweight division back in the day when you had like...
Klitschko and then Blue Rope era.
Ruined it.
Not them. I'm talking about Evander Holyfield. I'm talking about Riddick Bowe.
Oh, wonderful
like,
days.
Them days there, much like... A heavyweight fighter would lose, but it didn't matter about it.
Rematch. Yeah.
You have like three or four fights
Mayweather like messed up the game with that because it's so great and having the O because like the O was on the line.
He branded the O.
Yeah.
He branded the O. So then after you got to a stage where man them are not trying to lose their O.
So then they're
not even taking risks. If you think about it, like it's a shame. AJ and Fury have still not fought.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, even them are older.
You know what it is?
They should have fought as well.
Yeah. You know what it is? Superstars have their disciples that follow and be just like them straight afterwards. So after Floyd, all these fighters all sound like Floyd. You know, it's not good business if the money ain't right. They all sound like Floyd. Then you got AJ coming. Then you got like Akoli and Watsi. And these guys, they try to do the media like, no, I'm not really talking crazy. Like, I'm just doing my thing. Like, it's that humble, chilled version. Every fighter has their disciples that follow afterwards and behave just like them. So now the culture's shifting. We're going to get new
now
stars.
With the Saudi money, Saudi are saying, you man are fighting.
Come here.
We got the bag.
Yeah.
And I'm not turning down that bag. So we're fighting.
So my question is, in boxing, is it cool to say, I'm coming to fuck you up, essentially? Is it fine to say?
Absolutely.
So why do the good boy, is it for branding and stuff like that?
They're trying to create the profile and do the...
Because
media. They're trying to be media darlings.
And AJ is different to everybody else. Mm. Like, you have to understand, like...
He was the face of boxing,
but then the AJ fight night, all the gal are going. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then he's not like, it's not too much where the man them can still say, well, it's our guy as well. So the man them feel comfortable. It's not like he's losing the man them. So everyone's here. The girls are here for AJ. The man them are like, bro, we like him. He's one of us.
It's like a Drake effect.
It's wicked. When AJ
lost to us in Dunbar, one girl screamed, bruv. Remember, where was it? Some of Love.
girls be concerned.
And they were showing it on the screen and he lost to, I can't remember who he lost to. The girl screamed.
That's mad.
Girls be concerned.
Because girls were like, because you see with girls, girls like AJ. Like they like him. Girls would be like, oh my God, someone's fighting today. I heard AJ's fighting.
Yeah.
They don't care about boxing. They just want to see AJ. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So when he loses, and it's weird is that when people lose sometimes, it changes people's perspective of you.
They start talking crazy on his name now.
Because when AJ, before AJ lost, he was the darling of boxing.
And he was the heartthrob. Yeah.
No one said nothing
it's
about him.
Now.
The moment he lost, as you said, people's kind of talking about him sideways.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't really like that, to be fair.
It's changed now, but I think what's wicked about AJ now, I feel like he's just being himself. Like, now he does it. Now it's just, he's fully in
his... He dropped the code switch.
You see the way he answered the question the other day about living at home with his mum? When he answered the question, everyone heard the first part, the question, and then the first part, I thought, ah, clickbait. When you actually hear what he says, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
But he don't care no more.
He don't care.
He don't
care. Mum, so what?
He knows what you lot are going to do. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
But he wouldn't have done that before.
No, but if you've got like 50 million in the bank and you're living with your mum, brother, I could buy a yard tomorrow.
No, I hear that.
This is not the issue. The issue normally is when you live with your mum, you haven't got money to go anywhere else.
No, I understand what you're saying, but sometimes just saying that you live with your mum, people look at you like, why are you still at home?
Yeah.
Even if you have money. We understand he has money, but I'm just saying.
For me, that's stupid because if I can afford to move out and I have the bread there, and I'm living with my mum, then
there's a reason why
I want to live with my mum.
No, only a certain group of men them can bro, he's the heavyweight champion of the world, fam. So
the rules ain't the same.
The rules ain't, bro, if us men are really trying to live with our parents with all the bread that we have, it don't matter, it will look funny. It will look funny. If you tell me, bro,
no, but you
bro,
say,
no one's gonna let you land. No one's gonna let you land the explanation.
No, but you say that, for example, but like this, it depends on your
you'd have to prove your money because it will look like you don't really have the bread you say you got.
Until I land it on a new private jet. You're like, okay.
I hear what you're saying, but I feel like, why are you explaining to people about your situation?
Because caring is dumb. Caring is dumb.
Because, for example, if like your mum's single parent and I don't know, like the house is a certain way or there's certain variables, or Asian people, for example, they don't move out until they're married. If you're not married, what's the point?
It's true.
Because really, truly, you're moving out to what? Obviously, have independence. Have people around
and pay bills
and pay your bills. If your parents don't care about that, what's the problem?
It's true. Actually, I'm looking at it from a younger perspective because we're stepping into a new era where we're probably getting to the ages where you have to ask them questions. You have to ask your missus, raw. If like late in life, are you comfortable
with my mom,
someone's any parent, the either partner's parent coming in with us?
Because you're not putting them in the home.
No. That's a real question.
I'll put it this way because remember, not in a rude way, but certain people of other ethnicities will put their parents in a home.
It can't be done.
Mm. I'm not going to put my mom or, do you know what I'm saying, in a home.
Yeah.
So if my mom lives with me,
but that's the conversation though.
Then she's living with me, so that's like someone saying you still live with your mum. But
that's the conversation as well though.
But that's a different circumstance though that you mentioned. That's living with you and living with your mum just means two different things.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Living with you because you're not caring thing, but it's like, look, she can't really manage a house on her own no more, so she's with me.
No, but she might be able to manage a house by her own, but it's just come with me, man. It's safer.
Mm.
I ain't got time for you to be ringing me and I don't know what's going on or, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but ideally, your house has the space. Because I don't think someone's... I understand what you're saying in regards to like, my mum's... I guess obviously the circumstance changes, but let's say you want your mum to just come and live with you because it's like, I have the space. If you don't have the space... And your mum now lives with you underneath you.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying your missus can't be. You can't be mad at your missus for having a problem with it.
Yeah, 100%.
No chance. No, but I'm saying there's conversations.
But grin and bear it for a little while, though.
No, but there's conversations that
as long as it's an experiment.
No, but then let's be real. What? We're talking about
death. No,
no.
Let's be real.
Don't the truth. You heard that though. That's an expiry date.
No, what I meant was that
crazy.
How do you word that?
Brother.
Yeah, but he knows what I meant. No, but I want to stay in this place. I want to stay in this place because us men are trying to over-glamorize it.
No.
Man then might not have peas. So when you say, like, if Mumsy's sick and she's got to pull up, she's pulling up. You ain't not the space for Mumsy, but she's sick. That's a real conversation.
Well, I can go there.
And where's your family?
With my missus. And I'm leaving my yard to go check my mum.
Impossible.
Oh, you're not leaving your yard?
On a living basis.
And you're going to go live
mean,
with your mum?
Do you mean live or visit?
He's talking about...
What you said. You said
the man that ain't got peas. We still in the yard there.
Like, just imagine a situation, because like let's say what we're saying, bro.
Is my mum's yard her yard?
Your mum's got a yard, yeah?
Yeah.
But then she's getting free. I don't know what's going on. So you saying, come stay with us,
mm-hmm.
yeah? come in live with us because, but your house is a bit tight. Yeah. What are you saying? You're like, she has so to
just affirm it.
In your house,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But so,
no, man, how long? No,
because you, because you suggested I'll go to my mum's.
No, but I'm saying going back to the expiry date part that I was talking about. No. So yeah, obviously they took it as death. That's not what I meant. Yeah. But I mean, we'll put things in place so that you move out.
Who's going to move out?
I don't know, but this is not a permanent situation.
Who's going to move out? Your mum's going to move out.
Factor in
poor health that isn't going to be returning to better conditions.
So she can't move out.
So it's not a case of there's no forward plan.
No. I'm not saying, okay, but what I'm trying to say to you is all I'm trying to explore the idea of at some point, the person who owns the yard gets their yard back. I'm not saying it has to be now or 20 years. I'm just saying at some point, you're going to have to sit down with whoever you live with and say, babe, I understand this is... You're going to have to.
Mm-hmm.
I understand this is mad, but we're going to have to do it. Your missus is going to say, how long?
It's an indefinite thing.
No, but that's a conversation to have.
I can't lie to you. My missus can't say...
She's not going to say it.
But you can't. Because as Travis is saying it, it's like this. As Travis is saying, your parent is only going to get older. There can't be a point in time when I say to them, all right, my mom's going to be here for 6 months, then she's going to move out and get a one-bed flat in Hounslow.
Hold on. I'm not saying that you're going to say that, but you could get your jug on, and if, for example, you move to a new yard, you got a bigger yard. It's more manageable.
You can sell her, sell your yard, move to a bigger yard.
Yeah, which is fine, but I'm saying, but there's a plan.
That's the best version.
Or move your siblings around. Your mama.
Cool, but what I'm saying is that's a plan. You have a plan. You can't just say to your missus, you can't come home, by the way, my mom's sick, she's moving in with us.
That's it now.
And your missus is okay with
you. Now the sex in the yard is quiet.
You see that already?
That is
no,
the
but
yard is
I'm
quiet.
Saying, but you know, but
exactly.
What's funny though?
Exactly.
Full time.
Cool.
Ask that question.
Go on. So your mum now lives with you.
Yeah.
Sex is on. It's off the cards.
It's on mute.
No, it's on mute.
I'm clapping.
It's on the cards. You're having
silence.
I'm clapping.
What do you mean?
I don't care. My mum hears. There's no issue.
So your mum's next door.
I don't care.
So what? It's not tight.
It's not tight.
Hold on.
Your mum is next door.
It's my wife.
And your beach mattress, bro.
It's my wife.
Bro. Go on, marry.
It's my wife.
That's how you're going crazy.
My wife.
No.
My wife, though.
So what? Your mum, she has to deal with that.
But on mute, though. Okay, you mute it down, though.
No,
it's still matching the same way.
You're
still doing the same way. He's lying.
Remember, you're forgetting in terms of our parents. Yeah, the reason why we had issues with our parents hearing us have sex, whatever, because more times it wasn't a girlfriend, it might have been a link.
I'm just saying, out of wedlock.
And the problem was finding a wife. Yeah. This is my wife. You've moved into my environment.
Let me contribute. So you're going mad. The mattress is banging against the wall. Yeah. You're hearing these little knocks. Marvin, I am trying to sleep next door.
Give me a second, mum.
Wait, how's a knock?
Gentle knock.
I believe that's absolutely. Especially they're telling you have another child.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, they're gonna say. I'm telling you, but I think you know. Sometimes when I think of life and stuff, these are the next phases.
Unfortunately, for me,
my mum's not here, but I knew that was a conversation that's a conversation we have to have. A conversation I have to speak to my wife and say, "Hey, babes, raw. Like, will there be a plan for mum? Even my dad." My dad is in Nigeria, but he moves mad. He just pulls up. One day, said, "Oh yeah, I'm here," and he just
Heathrow, just random
lands. He says, "I'm in London."
The stuff this guy tells you about his dad is,
and he's here, hilarious. Bro.
Is he Nigerian?
And he's a bachelor. Yeah.
Is he Nigerians? You can't play, bro.
And he's at your house. He's coming to live with you,
brother.
I don't know. And I say, "Dad, when are you returning?" Oh man, well,
bro, that's what I'm saying. It happened to my brethren. Her mum. is Nigerian.
Yeah.
And their sister, so she's the last one left in the yard, lives mm-hmm. with her mum.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one time my mum found out that like she's got family. So the family have come to live with her. One uncle that she's never known was her brother is now in the yard.
Just living there.
Like no respect for like boundaries.
That's old school. That's because we didn't respect boundaries. But now, even now, I have to tell my dad boundaries. I tell him you can't do that.
I was gonna say what's something that he like. For example, my dad used to walk around and do it. It's his yard, isn't it?
What, just, naked?
That yeah. walk around is crazy.
After a certain time,
we're just supposed to assume. He didn't want to say it. That's how bad he felt about it.
So what? Walk around.
Are you in the house?
Like he got legs.
But one time, we've all gone to bed. But one time, he was in the kitchen just smoking a cigarette.
Just starking.
Just cheeks out, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
I've jumped out to get a juice quickly.
That's insane. Why does that need to be done, fam?
I don't know, but I can imagine my dad doing it in my yard.
Your dad's walking around naked.
I can imagine my dad doing it in my yard.
It's not his house.
Oh, but that's exactly. Hold on, but you're talking about his house when that's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You can do that in your house. Of course you can do that in
his house.
Your house, you wouldn't do that.
But I wouldn't be surprised if my dad did that. That's what I'm saying.
At your house?
Yeah.
Violation.
Of course.
But why do you need to walk around naked?
Why are you asking me, bro? I do it on holiday.
Proper downstairs.
My yard.
What do you mean?
I've done it on holiday.
Walk around naked?
Mean? I booked a villa and I just walked around. Like, it's my yard, dude. Whatever.
Wait, hold on. Are you doing that when Marv is on the same holiday with you?
Whoa.
Bro, I've got my own villa. I've got my own villa.
No, because you might be on holidays. Villa. I see you
my
traveling.
Yeah, my own villa. I've got my own room.
We don't share. Villas,
okay.
Bro.
How you gonna jump up for your sake, bro?
Don't jump up, bro.
That's how you just put their back, you know. They're man, where's
I
the
just put their
yeah, niggas. You know, you did that weird UK London accent. I got to the King Suite. Are you crazy? KG said, Jesus, man. The Travis just said,
bro, fight back, bro. We're losing,
nah,
fam.
You gotta let it go.
You started off well, then men marked you, bro. They marked you, bro.
No, but that was good. That was good work. Good management.
This is why they're free shots, bro.
Yeah.
So you do the boxing thing together.
Yep.
You're doing the football thing.
Yep.
I see you acting as well.
Yes.
You're doing
writing
and comedy.
Yeah.
You man are busy. It's good.
Got my sitcom dropping. Last week when this drops.
Okay.
Run Punch. That's just come out. Radio sitcom. Yeah, bro.
It's fire.
Very excited about that, man. The feedback has been nice, bro. Like, that project's taken me a good while to put together. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a black family sitcom, multi-generational. So it's like, you touch into that space, there's a deep history there. So it's like, there's the ante's always high. Mm. But it's like, you know, the feedback, that's we've done. Even from the live record, because like, you know, recording in front of a live audience, it's like stand-up. If the joke don't bang, it's going to get awkward in there.
Yeah.
So it's like the stakes were high. Obviously, KG's in there. He's co-starring in the show as well. And it's just like, yeah, bro, we just...
That was scary. I'm not going to lie, because he hit me. He goes, yo, we're doing this thing and we're going to do it in the front of a live audience. I was like, I ain't done theater before, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a different...
But you've hosted stuff in front of a live audience.
But no, it's stand-up. Like, there's something... It's different. Like, it's not the same. It's like, you lot have done the live pods. Yeah.
It's not the same as being in here.
No, 100%.
Different things.
What I'm trying to say is, but KG's done... But I don't know if you've done stand-up. Yeah, you've done stand-up. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you've hosted...
It's a different...
So because you're in front of an audience, you've already been exposed to the live element of it.
But
to a degree.
That only contributes to this process.
Okay,
because you're in character. Your lines are on the page.
Oh, so KG's being him when he does all the other stuff.
This is me. I'm like playing a role. Feel that. Like, even in the read through, I'm dyslexic. So in the read through, I'm not ready. And this guy, like, I'm cold in this thing. Yeah. So
I know I'm looking mad. Like, I know he's got to tell Travis the, like, he's got to tell the producers, don't worry, he knows what he's doing still.
Travis is doing that.
I'm like, listen, right now, we're doing that's this. But on the night, trust me.
When
Raggy scored that mad goal against Arsenal, bro. That feeling.
You see that goal, yeah?
That's the feeling.
I've had a few moments when...
He went home and beat his brother's wife.
Oh my god.
He said I deserved this.
That's bad.
Roger.
He's a piece of shit though.
That hurt, bro.
That day, mad.
It was a mad day. That was for me, great day.
We should have won that as well. We had better chances.
Get the penalty, bro. Back out for the penalty.
Great day.
But yeah,
great day, bro.
But man, but
anything else you like doing?
Yeah, no, I just want to say sitcoms out now. Go listen to that on BBC Sounds. Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of TV sitcoms start on BBC Radio 4. A lot of people don't really know that. So it's like, we're in the journey, we're in the ecosystem of where this could go. Do you see what I'm saying?
How many episodes?
Right now, that's the pilot episode.
Okay,
I need all the support. Go listen to that. I believe in the project, so it's just one of the ones. Give your ears to it and just, you know what I mean? Let me know what you think.
All
right. Let me move that forward.
Yeah, no, project-wise, no, just there'll be stuff coming once we can announce.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But yeah, like there's a lot of stuff coming. Obviously, you've got the pod. Thank you for pulling up. You have to pull up as well, bro.
Mm. Sure,
you know what I'm saying? So we've got to expect foolishness. And yeah, we're just out here, fam.
That was a good episode, man. I had fun, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that Black Mirror stuff was nonsense,
trying to catch him out still.
I lost the bag for that, you know? I lost the bag, fam.
Oh, snap.
I lost the bag, man.
Why'd you use the bag?
Bro, can you imagine, yeah? Fever, like, there was something, yeah? And then on that sex doll story, fam, obviously it was on my page and that. Oh. I was meant to do some fever thing, like some draw, whatever.
They said
bro,
no.
They looked at, they checked everyone. I was the one that didn't get through.
With your X-rated content, fam, because of Taser Black, fam.
What do you mean?
You owe him some peas, realistically, just by way of proxy.
Wait, hold on.
We need to
pull
Taser and
Bridget. I don't even talk this way, fam. On my page,
we were talking about Black Mirror, you said about
sex dolls and cheating, fam. You bought a sex doll. If a girl with a sex doll is a cheat, you bought it out, fam.
What do you mean?
You did that, bro.
We don't even have that content.
You changed our pod, bro.
Wait, hold on. Was it the current theme at the time?
You changed the pod, man.
I didn't put it out
of
nowhere, bro.
Taser, you're losing my money,
man. Messed up the funds, man.
I couldn't believe it.
That's why Keith left. That's why Keith left. I see it now. Hey, 5-4, we pulled our back. We pulled our back, bro. Come on. Let's get the ball. I got to pull a runner to halfway.
You know when you run
runner to halfway? Hurry up. Kick off. Hurry up.
You know when you got the ball around there?
Kick the ball back in play. Let's go.
What the goalkeeper was holding it.
I'm sprinting to the
ball. The goalkeeper was holding it. Hey. You see, football was funny.
We got 4 minutes left, bro.
That is too funny, you know.
The ball's under the armpit.
But you know what's mad? That, like, when you're trying to do stuff with brands now, what they look into.
I couldn't believe
because technically speaking, that's not that bad. It's not bad at all.
They couldn't believe, bro. When I tell you, just looking at the list of people that are irrational, I couldn't. My brand is like, it's normal, fam. Yeah, it's just family.
The combo weren't even mad,
bro. They said absolutely no. They said nope. Fever. They said you are not going to be on this.
And the maddest thing in the video, you know, you got that title over it. It's just boom, sex dolls. They said nah.
But who put the title?
Ooh,
it's me still. Man.
And he's done it. Again.
It's over.
You know what this
bro.
You know what this bro.
Look,
you
keep
the halfway line. You know what you need, Champions League, bro.
Bro, I'm laying down looking at the sky, bro.
Hey, can you do that one?
I know the headlines are mad.
Look at the Brazilian one.
And you get that one thing that goes
look at the camera.
Look at the camera. Hey, Zidane's doing that.
I'm just laying in the grass now, bro.
Ancelotti. Oh yeah, the laying in the grass.
Absolutely fucked it.
Look closer to home, you know.
You know when they do the kickoff now, they're like, brother, it's over. Goalkeeper's got his arm around me. I'm just still like,
four
fucking
years.
Crying.
Back in 4 years, bro. World Cup.
Hey, 6-4, you know. Hell of a game.
That's cool. But no, love for coming through, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
That's love,
take
bro.
Take pictures and whatever, whatever. So
I thought you lot was going to be more controversial and ask about all these mad situations. This is cool still.
We don't really get involved in, like, we talk about things in general, but we don't have to get involved in too much, because the moment you get involved in too many things, when something else comes out, people are like, what have you got to say about this? It's we don't talk. We talk on what we want to talk on.
I like that.
If we talk on whatever everyone else is, then there's an obligation to speak about
everything that happens.
You know what I'm saying? And then people start
it gets performative to you, when it's that. Now you're just keeping up.
Yes, it's long, bro.
I'm just a snake, though. So what do you lot think about them trying to vote out ZZ Mills in the first week?
Do you know what? I saw the clip, but the reason the clip annoyed me was because of the excuse that Sharon gave. I don't know her well enough. So, like, no, I don't know well enough. So, whatever. But alright, so all the people you do know well enough, why don't you speak about them? But the thing is, the reason why we can't say it's racism, because the other two people are black men. I mean,
no,
white
I'm not
men,
saying
right?
it's racism. I'm just saying
because I feel like a lot of people were trying to use that.
Yeah,
as I might be racist. You know, ZZ's black, but it's like, yeah, but the other two men were white men. I think.
By the way, whether she's in there for a week or in there for 12 weeks, she's one,
she's
man.
Getting the profile is where you go there, man.
She's one, man. ZZ knew what she was doing when she jumped in there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I believe that.
So, and sometimes you don't even want to be in there for too long. You don't want to be in there for too long.
I'm saying,
there's value in leaving at the right time so you can commentate and kind of exist outside whilst this is still going on inside.
The problem is if you leave too early, you become the person that no one remembers from that Big Brother.
That's
depends. You want to stay there. No, but if you leave early, you've got to be controversial when you come out to people like, oh, you're the person we don't like.
Yeah.
But if you're just someone who just came out.
Didn't Nella leave the jungle early though?
I don't think she left early, you know.
No, she survived a couple of weeks during the madness. Yeah.
Okay.
She survived this too.
And also remember, she had enough things highlighted that the British public are going to remember who she is.
Yeah,
ZZ hasn't done anything for anyone to remember her yet. Mm. We know her.
But a lot
of people, I saw like white Twitter, who's that? Who's that? People don't know who she is.
Yeah,
so if that now converts in a few weeks' time, she's won.
Yeah. I hear it still.
And even in terms of a black voice in there, she's someone I know that if something happened, she's going to make sense.
Mm. Yeah,
some people talk, you're thinking, Jesus, man.
Look at the representative.
Brother, you just set us back, man.
I hate that set us back narrative, though, but it's hard to...
No, because do you know the problem is?
It's hard to watch.
In terms of with Britain, remember when Jeremy Corbyn was doing his thing?
Mm.
On Twitter, in your bubble, you're like, Labour's got this. We got this.
That was the maddest pivot.
Labour got like 10% of the vote.
I remember that day.
Yeah, that's when I realised, this place is not what I think it is.
Lib Dem got more than them. And even Brexit. We were thinking, I wish they man. Well, look what happened. Out.
But the man was in Stockholm, brother. The queue was long.
It's real. Hey, hold on, though. Would you do the celebrity Big Brother thing? If it came your way.
Yeah, I'll do it still.
I don't think I can do it.
Because R&B slow jams, innit? You see why I know you
meant car. Saying the money. So we know what's happened, bro.
Look at him. I'm not there yet.
I'll do it still. The reason I'll do it is because for example, I wouldn't do Love Island. Because Love Island is too performative. Like, I have to... You're dating and you have to... Nah.
Are you just going
to
be you in the...
Nah, Big Brother, I'm just... My feet are up. If you like me or not, vote me out, bruv. You've paid... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't mind Big Brother. It's just you chilling.
What about the challenges? Wait, do Big Brother do challenges, though?
No, that's
Love Island.
Thing still. The
jungle.
I can't remember Big Brother.
I couldn't do the jungle. I could never do the jungle.
Big Brother just living.
I think there's challenges here and there, but it's like you're just living.
I can't do the jungle, bro.
The jungle thing?
You got to do things to win food for the team.
The team
they
would
hate me.
Team would starve.
Yeah.
But you got to come back with remorse. Like, I got to see you try.
Yeah, coming back and sitting there going, that's dead.
When I'm hungry,
my man's gonna eat foolishness.
My wedding is dependent on whether this guy performs or not.
If you see me, I don't mind like putting my hand in like invoking the Holy Spirit,
waking up the spirit, bro. But what? Different context, but changes everything.
See me, my hand's cool, but the moment like you make
would you reach like you're happy to reach in where there's a spider just
that's fine because my hand that's my hand.
Oh, you too much. If you have to be like a...
But if you put my whole body in like underneath and I'm like...
Locusts just flying
finished,
there.
No, you see the rat thing?
I'm going to heaven.
Finished.
Bro, if you put me in a figure that you just had rats, I've gone to heaven. My body, my soul is ascending.
But something in my head would tell me that this is obviously a clean rat. Like, you've got me like...
Oh, you can level it like that?
No, the logic
has to prevail at some point. Yeah,
I'm mad you. You know when I go like late at night, like it's the central line, I announce myself to the mice that, yo... I'm here, you man.
Versus, have you ever? Because
you gotta be loud. You gotta be loud.
Them mice are like,
come on, yo.
Listen.
I said he's in the corner. Wake up.
Bro, you being. Listen, try that in New York, fam. Them man run up on you on gang energy, fam.
I was rattled in that. Bro, they're rats following each other like, casually. I can't do
that. But when they drink stuff, I can't do that.
What? What's that?
On I'm Celebrity. Like when they make you like the maddest shape.
I've been at the rat.
There was one where it's called like the vomit. It's called a vomit fruit. And it smells and looks like vomit.
It's impossible.
You have to drink it. And I think the brother who drank it, I can't remember who it was, like threw up straight after. So he backed it all.
Oh, crap.
But then he was just like kind of.
To be fair, your body's telling you it's vomit.
But he was saying that you have to smell it first. He said, when you smell it first, your body gets used to it.
You're drinking vomit?
No. But what he's saying, if you don't smell it and you drink it, when your body gets that whiff, it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
I'll look at it and say, Ant and Dec, if I was not.
There's no chance. Don't vote me out.
And the thing is, yeah, it's not about him saying no. That's fine. But like, when you cut away to the end of the episode and Marv's in the corner by himself knowing that everyone's starved tonight, he's not going to have no remorse in his face.
He's
not going
to care.
He's going to have his toes out on him, chilling. Like, it is what it is.
He's like, I don't even mind toes. Toes is calm.
I'll be cracking jokes with him, Marv. Spoiling it, isn't it? Bloody hell, what's the TV, yeah? And they're all freaking you.
After credits, it's just Marv.
Just silent. And knowing Marv, you'll find a camera and be like, I told you, man, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, okay. You know, in that room, innit, when you're sitting down, they really thought I was drinking their vomit food.
You man, I'm mad.
Not in a million years. You
no
see me?
Chance.
Never. What? I bring me some chicken outside, huh? You see, but the thing is, I feel safe for them because they look like, when you see them from when they go in.
Yeah, they lose weight.
That's how I want to go. Bro, I just want to go for that one.
Mad.
What, the weight loss?
To lose the weight, fam. That's the only chance to me. Let me go to a
center. Well, you got to go there to do that?
Bro, that's funny. Bro, I've been trying to get right for summers. You know when Mercer's ain't next summer? Bro.
Where's the summer 34?
Oh, for sake. And it's mad because people that you didn't ever expect to be hench suddenly get hench, fam. Tazo, bro.
No,
I needed a gym.
From nowhere.
Bro.
I needed a gym.
He's been going to the gym for time.
You got to understand how funny it is when you know you got a version of somebody in your head and it don't change for time. And suddenly it's just like,
just be there, fam. How come
him and Chizzo? How come him and Chizzo same size now?
Where did that happen? Just see him.
He was bigger than level one.
With a level one, no beard.
I needed was a gym. There was no gym
this
in my
guy,
area.
This guy had no hair. And
bro,
suddenly, number one.
Saying they've been fooling bare people, you know.
Yeah, that was a mad one. Still, the ball thing, ball by choice.
Do you go like gym with the man them or like how? I used to.
Do you know what's mad? Yeah, like it now you've said that me, how everyone met separately.
Yeah,
because I can actually remember.
I met you through Rob.
When I met you two, I remember I saw Travis do a stand-up in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
But I didn't know him. This was years ago. Yeah. I can't remember what year it was.
Oh, 10, like 10,
might,
11, 2011.
Before that, it was time, bro.
I started in 09. So, yeah.
It was Shoreditch. I can't remember what venue it was, but on Shoreditch, I mean, that one lane, the brick lane.
I knew you before you were a comedian.
Yeah, that's right.
And then obviously, then we used to do, then me and Gabe used to do events.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's the games we play.
Because you will come and speak on the thingy, you'll get involved from
them. Yes, man. And then obviously, I met you that way. Then obviously, I met Marsden as well.
Yeah, you
met
had that radio show.
Then On Topic Talk Show.
Yeah, that's
so like, it's like everyone kind of met.
It's around the same time.
Yeah.
It's mad, bro.
We're all trying to ting, man.
Yeah, for real.
Well done.
For real.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to lie.
I remember you and Aaron's thing.
Yeah, opinionated.
Yeah,
there you go. Every time I say on the pod, this man are rinsing me like it never happened. Look at him.
That happened, bro.
No, but we have to say this though. What you lot done in this game, in this space?
Yeah,
ratings, bro.
Salute,
because
bro.
It like even seeing you lot in Spotify, even seeing that just seeing, bro, I was like, wait, there's an avenue. You know, like because obviously we see it in America, but then even if you lot to sell out the was it Royal Albert?
The Royal Albert Hall.
Come on, man! It's like it just went. It's like there's levels to this thing, and you man really did it. So big up.
But I rate you man as well, because for, like, you've already said, like, Lennox Lewis in the DMs.
Yeah.
Like, he flew you man out.
You didn't. Don't try.
Are you trying to do that?
The game's over.
Bro, the final whistle's back now. Now you're looking crazy. Now you're looking crazy, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Man gave you love, bro. You started to come back on points.
Came back on what energy, bro?
That's why Keith left, fam.
That's why he left, fam.
Keith is done with this energy, fam. You man need to grow up, bro.
Second leg, that's one still.
Hey, big up you, man.
Oh, thank you, man.
You man came in on this. I was chilling. I said, yo.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.